Jesus calls himself, as we hear in the gospel today, the Good Shepherd. The image I just had up for the children's sermon is probably one of the most iconic images that there is of Jesus out there, of him as the Good Shepherd. If you've grown up Christian, it's probably not a new thing. As a matter of fact, the kids just spouted it out, right? Knowing what that was. And the truth is, I think we like this image because, if we're honest, yes, we like caring for others, just as we did with Christmas outreach this week, or putting care packages together for our college students in between the services, as we did today. But the truth is, we too like to be cared for. And many of us have experiences with the wolves every day. And the wolves come to us in many different forms. It could be debt, worry, depression, addiction, disease, mourning, abuse of power, terrorism. The wolves are constantly coming at us. These are the things that scatter us away from one another and away from our healthy relationships. So this image of Jesus as the shepherd is a good one, and it's comforting. And if we're honest with ourselves as people of God, we like comfort. Who here enjoys some comfort food occasionally? You know, if you've been away from town for a while, you want to come back to the comfort of your own bed. There's a comfort when you get home from the end of the day to be within your own walls. Maybe you find comfort in a friend or comfort in a spouse. Many of us walk through the doors of the church, hoping to find comfort. Maybe it's the comforting words coming from Scripture, though not all of them are comforting. But we hope to hear some comforting words. Or maybe in the face of someone you know well at church, or just a hug or a prayer. We are a people who like to be cared for. I think it's good for us to take a minute and thank God. Thank God that we do have a good shepherd, who is willing to lay down his life for us, who is willing to go after that one sheep that is lost and to bring it back into the fold. It's good to have a shepherd who knows each one of us by name. And Jesus is our good shepherd. But if we're honest, good is a matter of perspective too. And I think it's a term we just throw out there all the time. How are you? I'm good. Or how about this, and I mean this, by raise a hand, how many people here think tomatoes are good? I'm not one of them. How about Brussels sprouts? Brussels sprouts, are they good? How about, this one's controversial, Hallmark Christmas movies? Snow, what about snow? Is snow good? All right, how about change? It depends on what the change is, right? So I think goodness is a matter of perspective. So why is it the Good Shepherd? Because Jesus could have said, I am the shepherd. But instead he said, I'm the Good Shepherd. Now there are actually two words in Greek for the word good. The first one is agathos, which implies some moral or efficient quality of a person or a thing to perform what it's supposed to do. Aspirin is good. My headache went away, my fever was reduced. I mean, it did what it's supposed to do, so that makes it good. Now, the second word is kalos. Kalos describes not only efficiency and faithfulness, but it actually includes an attractiveness, a loveliness, something that draws you into its presence. You want to be in the presence of goodness. It makes you feel wanted and secure. Now, this is actually the word kalos used in the Good Shepherd. I kind of imagine it like, picture yourself walking into a party where there are lots of people, there typically is that one person that you just really want to run into, that you want to see. Maybe you haven't talked to them, but there's just something good about them that draws you into their presence, to wanting to be near them. Now, throughout the Gospel of John, he points out a number of I am statements. This is one of them. I am the good shepherd. But if we pay attention to all the I am statements, they are actually all drawing us to Jesus in some way. I am the light of the world, a really famous one. And as people, we are drawn to the light. It's not just the moths drawn to the light. We too are people who are drawn to the light. I think it's one of the reasons why when it gets dark so much and so early, we all want to show up at that beautiful Christmas tree lighting together, or get home and turn on our own Christmas tree, or we light the candles just as we light our Advent candle week after week, or we drive around town to see the beautiful Christmas lights that are outside to enjoy. We are a people drawn to the light. And so Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Come to me. Or I am the bread of life. Who here likes bread? I mean, it's something many people are drawn to that food. Or I am the way, the truth, and the life. I can speak for myself here that there are many times I would rather not make a decision and just know which way I am supposed to go. Or I know that I'm being lied to. And suddenly finding that truth is so important to me. I long for it. I want it. And Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is continually drawing us to him. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd. Jesus wants us to know how much he cares for us. And so he uses everyday terms that we can relate with and things that we can even find comfort in. This Advent, as we wait for Jesus, my prayer is that we are drawn to the manger, just like the shepherds and the wise men were. You know, it's really not surprising that the shepherd Jesus is one of the most iconic images. There's a story about a little girl who's reciting the 23rd Psalm. She begins, "The Lord is my shepherd. That's all I want." She may have messed up the words, but she sure got the theology right. That is all I want. For Jesus to come into our midst, for our shepherd to be here. And Advent is that anticipation, that longing for it to happen. Jesus came once before, and Jesus is coming again. And so while we sit, and while we work, and while we wonder and pray and wait, God continues to gather us together in the house of the Lord, around the peaceful waters of the baptism, and around this great and glorious feast of our Lord's banquet, around scripture and prayer, sacrament, and fellowship. And in the middle of that, God provides us with nourishment, comfort, and rest, and protection, and guidance, and forms us into one flock, one community, where all can experience the loving presence of the Good Shepherd, which is why we proclaim every Advent, come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen.